Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Darts Podcast. It is semi-final time of the World Match Play. And our semi-final shake-up looks like this. Michael Van Gerwen taking on Simon Whitlock and Phil Taylor will play Gary Anderson. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined, as ever on the Darts Podcast, by John Gwynn. How are you today, John?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm sitting in the sunshine as you ring me up. And yes, looking forward to two great matches tonight.
Excellent stuff, John. And we've seen a very decent world match play thus far. We'll touch on the quarterfinals before we look ahead to the semi-final picture. First up from Thursday night, Simon Whitlock beating James Wade 16-10. It was a good performance from the Wizard of Oz, wasn't it, John?
Well, yes, at 5-0 to Wade, it seemed that Whitlock's days were numbered as far as the world match play was concerned. But he dug in, and I remember saying in my preview of that game that Simon Whitlock knows that you can never give up, because he knows from past experience when it's gone against him. So yeah, he hung on in there and came back well, and he beat a very much informed James Wade. So a great performance by Whitlock, who's impressed all week.
Yeah, and it's a second time in as many rounds that Simon's come back from 4-0 down. What does that say about his character these days? Because he really hasn't been in form for the last sort of 6 months.
Well, I think what I remember saying is that you've got two players who've both been off form, who've both been trying to discover their best form at the same time, and Wade and Whitlock had both sort of emerged from the shadows of bad form more or less at the same time, one or two personal issues as well.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was Whitlock who prevailed and deserves to be where he is and on the big stage in the semis. And, well, looking forward to perhaps another great Australian performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And Simon Whitlock's opponent in that semi-final is, of course, Michael Van Gerwen, who beat Dave Chisnell 16-12. In the quarterfinals, and was probably given more of a run for his money than he would have expected in the quarters. Decent performance from Dave Chisnell, because I know there are a lot of people expecting MVG just to walk all over him.
Well, that particular match went more or less exactly as I expected and exactly as I suggested on the podcast. I got the correct score wrong by one leg. I said that Van Gerwen would win 16-11, and I think it was 16-12
in
the end.
Yeah, it was.
I always advise people on the longer games anyway to go either side of the correct score that I suggest, and had they done so, they'd have profited. But since I didn't myself, I can't really preach to others. But to get back to the actual game itself, it went exactly as I felt. Yes, Chisnell lived with Van Gerwen, played absolutely magnificently. And then it was a case of whether he had what it needed at crunch time. And that was when Van Gerwen showed his true colours. He got a magnificent 129 checkout on the ball to go two legs clear at a vital time in the game. And it was then that the writing was on the wall for Chisnell, who's a great player, and who, on his own admission, needs to be able to become more enduring. He's really got to somehow find a way of keeping his concentration on the longer games. He admitted that he hit a brick wall, and he did as much as he could before Van Gerwen went away to win by those four legs.
Yeah, it was a good see from Chisnell, because he's been a very good 180 hitter for a long time. It's just the doubles that have been letting him down in recent years. Michael Van Gerwen now, he moves to joint favourite with Phil Taylor at 6-4. Is he deserving of sharing the lead with Phil?
Yeah, of course he was in the semi-final last year, and he'll want to go one better. Yeah, I don't think Michael Van Gerwen can really claim to be completely the number one article, although he's number one in the world, until he's won the World Match Play. It's the second most important tournament in the calendar. For many, the best tournament in the calendar, include me in that. I think the World Championships are rather too long, with 72 players, and with them being in two stretches, one before Christmas and one after Christmas. The beauty of this particular tournament, you've got the top 32, with no preliminaries, no messing around, straight in, all good players, and I think it's the most competitive competition of them all. Now then, I'm not going to undermine the World Championship, which of course is sponsored by William Hill, because it is the biggest by far, and the most important. But we love the World Match Play, and Michael van Gerwen, in my opinion, can only measure his true value when he's won this as well as the World Championship, which of course he has.
That's a good point, yeah. And I'll get more of your thoughts of that tomorrow when it's finals time. Obviously, we'll touch on the other two quarterfinals just before we come to the semis. And from last night, Gary Anderson beating Adrian Lewis 16-8. Are we seeing the best of Gary Anderson again finally, John?
Well, I've written him off every round rather. When I say written him off, I've forecast the other player.
Yeah.
Now, that is not out of disrespect for Gary Anderson, who I think is a fantastic player. And I've always measured my comments by saying, of course, Anderson's quite capable of winning. We stick our neck on the block and sometimes we get up again and other times we have it chopped off. But the fact is that Anderson's quite capable of winning this tournament. But I can't somehow see him having quite enough to beat Phil Taylor when it comes to the semi-final match. And I might well be doing Taylor no favours in forecasting against Anderson again. But Anderson was brilliant against Lewis. I mean, he was just fantastic. And it's wonderful that Gary Anderson is now back at his best, because it means that instead of just having Taylor, van Gerwen, Lewis, Barney, who's gone a bit off the boil, hasn't he? Had a disappointing match play. You've got Anderson in the mix as well. All wonderful players, putting their Chisnall at his best. And you've got a fantastic mix. Wade as well, Whitlock as well. I don't think World Darts has been any healthier than it is at the moment. And all the more so because Gary Anderson's playing his best darts again.
Second quarter final from last night, obviously Phil Taylor beating Wes Newton 16-6. He's been fairly impressive this tournament. I mean, I know this is, talk about the World Championships all you like, but this is one of Phil's tournaments, this. I think a 14-time champion here.
Yes, well, of course, I forecast Taylor at the beginning of the week and I've not seen anything to cause me to change my mind. If it's a Taylor-Van Gerwen final, I might be able to hedge my bet a little, because van Gerwen is the one player who's capable of beating Taylor, even when Taylor's at his best, because van Gerwen at his best is just as good. Certainly, Phil Taylor won't be taking Gary Anderson for granted. They met in the William Hill Grand Slam final a couple of years ago, and Anderson averaged 104 and lost 16-4. That's what can happen. Taylor averaged 109 point something on that occasion. And that's what can happen. This is match play, the same as that is. And it's perfectly possible that Anderson will throw just as well as he has been doing, but still end up on the receiving end. But I forecast Taylor to beat Anderson in one semi. I forecast van Gerwen to beat Whitlock in the other. And I'll give you the correct scores as we come to the end of this interview.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the final I think everybody would like to see. The best two players in there. That's the moment. We'll dive into those semi-finals now, I think. First up, well, we expect to be first up, Michael van Gerwen taking on Simon Whitlock. It's 2-9 for MVG, and Simon Whitlock is 100-30. Do you think it'll be a tough game for MVG?
Oh yes, I do. I don't think there's such a thing as an easy game. The beauty of this is that whilst van Gerwen and Taylor have met in finals before, they've been in set play. I'm right in saying this will be the first time, should they win their semis, that they will have met in leg play, match play. We'll come to that obviously on the morning of the final, but. As regards the semi-finals, they're going to be absolutely wonderful games. I don't think either of them are going to be all that close. I don't think we're going to see sort of 17, 15, 7, and, or even 16 apiece where you need to win by two clear legs there on, from there on. But I still think there'll be cracking games, high averages, plenty of 180s. I think Taylor will win against Anderson by, I'm going to say, 17 legs to 11. And I think that Van Gerwen will win against Whitlock by something like 17, well, let's say 17-11 again. If you go 17-10, 17-11, 17-12 on the two matches, six hefty singles, nine less hefty doubles, I think you might be there or thereabouts for a payout.
Yeah, you're going to MVG to beat Simon Whitlock, 17 legs to 10 is 9-1. It's also 9-1 about 17-11. And a 17-12 victory is available with us here at William Hill at 10-1. In the Phil Taylor match, you're taking that one to finish 17-11. That's also 10-1. 12-1, the 17-10 in that one. So are we in store for an MVG versus Phil Taylor final, John?
I think it'll be a tale of Matt Van Gerwen final, and I think the semis tonight, and I'm going to be coming into the William Hill offices to do the in-play radio, and looking forward therefore to seeing the two games and occasionally commenting on them and updating people as what the best course of action to take might be.
Oh, excellent stuff then. There you go, the thoughts of John Gwynn, who you can hear on William Hill's in-play radio this evening to look ahead to the two semi-finals. Michael Van Gerwen versus Simon Whitlock and Phil Taylor versus Gary Anderson. There is correct score predictions. Thank you ever so much for joining me on the Darts podcast today, John, and I hope you look forward to the semi-finals.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.